Greetings. We are the Boss Prophets and the Generals, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly supernatural word of empowerment.
We decree by the power of God that what you are about to hear will begin to shift you into
your new season.
Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory. Amen.
Come on, Apostle. Come on.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Glory, glory, glory be unto God. And last but not least, I give honor to my lovely, lovely, beautiful wife.
Forget her.
Glory to God. I thank God for her. Yeah, I gotta say the best for last now.
Right.
But praise God. I'm gonna be honest. Without her, I wouldn't be who I am in God today.
Amen.
When I first met my wife, I was headed for destruction. I had one foot in the church and one foot out. And I said, you know, if I'm going to be in the world, I'm just going to be in the world. And I backslid, and I had met my wife. And then my life totally shifted and changed it. I got back in, got back full-fledged in church and got serious for God. And the rest is history. So I often tell people that don't know my testimony, I owe my life to my wife. I owe my life to God, of course, but God has used my wife. Because I was out there wilding out, y'all. I was out there doing a whole bunch of crazy stuff. Y'all know how I get crazy for the kingdom of God? Well, just imagine how I was in the streets.
Amen.
So I thank God for my wife, who is a woman of wisdom above her years. And she shaped me. She shaped and molded me. I'm going to tell you something, women. You can train your husbands. You can shape your husband. If you a wise woman, you can shape your husband to how you want him to be. When I met my wife, I was speaking ghetto street slang. I don't speak that no more. Unless you made me mad. Unless you made me mad. Yeah. Nah. I had two Playboy diamond bunny earrings in both my ears. I was just a mess. My wife said, no, you're not going to look like that. You're going to dress professionally like a man of God supposed to. And you're going to look good. You're going to look like a professional. You're going to go to school. And she helped me through school. I end up getting my degrees. I end up getting my education. I'm not ashamed to say, that ain't everybody's testimony, but it's mine. I'm not ashamed to say my wife is really the backbone in my life. She's the one helped me. She's the one helped me grow closer to God. And if you're a wise woman, you can definitely train your husband to be how you want him to be. She just esteemed me. She say, baby, you preach so good. You the man. You know that? Just rubbing on my head. And she say, if I cook dinner for her, she say, you cook. You the best cook in the world, baby. You so good. And you know this type, when you get those type of compliments as a man, because men love to be esteemed. Men love to be affirmed. When you get those type of compliments, it make you want to do even more. But that's from a wise woman, though. That's from a wise wife.
Amen.
And you could be the type of wife like, well, I ain't doing all that, and I ain't saying all that. Maybe that's probably why your marriage ain't the way you want it to be. You got to give a little to get a little, baby.
Man.
You got to give a little. It don't take nothing away from you to call your man Lord, and especially if he representing like a Lord. Sometimes my wife called me Lord. I ain't mean to talk about all this, but this is what the Spirit wanted me to say right now, so I'm going to say it.
Good.
And I was about to say when I first got on here, I see something with the marriages. I want to mend some marriages, but you got to understand, in order to have your marriage mended, it's going to take more than prayer.
Amen.
It's
there.
It's going to take strategy.
Yep.
It's going to take supernatural wisdom. You understand what I'm saying? So, women of God, It don't take nothing away from you to esteem your husband or somebody's husband. That's a wise wife. That's a wife. The Bible says how some women, some wives, run their husband to the rooftop. That's a foolish woman. But then you wonder why the divorce rate's so high. Now, I'm not saying it's all women, but I'm speaking to the women on this morning because this is what the Holy Ghost wants me to say.
Come on now.
Amen.
You wonder why the church, and it ain't just in the world, but it's the church, it's everywhere. The divorce rate is 50%. There's a reason for that. People look at me and my wife, they be like, oh my God, y'all marriage, y'all so happy, how can I get like that? You got to use wisdom.
Amen.
You got to use strategy.
Amen.
You got to give
Amen.
A little to get a little. You got to esteem your husband. Rub them big old toes and big old feet some night. He don't work on them for you.
I don't
mean he ain't on them for you. Rub them coins. Make him feel good. But I don't want to get off into a marriage conference or nothing. But some of the marriages are struggling, the Holy Spirit showed me. I've been praying for y'all.
Right.
I had somebody come to me and tell me that it don't matter how many years you've been married. And you know what I said to myself? I said, how stupid is that? It don't matter how many years you've been married. That don't make sense. The people who went before us, they can tell us a little bit about how to remain married.
Amen.
Right.
It's called experience.
Yes.
It's called experience. You can't just say it. Now, I think she, the young lady, was confusing how it doesn't matter when it comes to age in the spirit realm versus when you're talking about marriage. I think she confused that because it does matter. If somebody been married 50 years, 40 years, 30 years, that experience speaks volumes.
Yes, it does.
So, yeah, look toward the elders. Try to get some wisdom from them. Look at their marriage. Matter of fact, go into their marriage. You want a prosperous marriage? Then give some money. Sow into it.
Amen. There.
We quick to buy all these products and stuff like that, but we're not quick to sow into the kingdom, the spiritual things. So many people, I mean, my inbox be flooded. My messages be, my emails be flooded. People, I need a husband, or pray for my wife, or pray for my husband. We're sowing to it. If somebody been married and they seem like they prospering in their marriage and you want that, then sow into it.
Amen.
Instead of listening to these single prophets, well, I ain't going to even go there.
Don't go there, please.
Instead of listening to that, I guess I am going to go there then. Listening to these single prophets that ain't never been married trying to tell you how to get married and they on their sixth abortion.
Come on, y'all.
My Lord Jesus.
Oh, y'all hypnotized and getting all moist over these single prophets. You want to be moist or you want a longevity? You want longevity in your marriage.
Come on.
You want something temporary? You want this? You want this? All this fantasy and this facade? Or you want something real, ladies?
Come on,
sir. Listen to me. Because this ain't no hating. I don't do that. Because at the end of the day, I know who I'm going to sleep with.
Woo!
I'm sleeping next to my good thing.
Amen.
I'm happy.
All right.
I'm not only married, but I'm happy. So it don't make me none. I'm only telling you because I got so many people coming to me about it, and I care about you. Every week, I want a husband. I want a husband. Or every week, pray for my marriage.
Yeah.
But why is you going to this single prophet trying to get marital advice?
My Lord.
I just got to tell it like it is. What in the world can he tell you? What can he tell you? What can he tell you about marriage? Oh, I've been around people who've been married. It's a lot different, baby, from being around, from actually being in a marriage.
That is correct.
It's a lot different. You got to learn how to deal with that man. He might throw his clothes on the floor and you ain't never lived like that. He might be nasty to you. You got to learn how to deal with that woman. She might seem to be nagging you, but really she caring for you. But you got to get used to that. You got to get used to somebody that's not your mama that sometimes tell you something to do like your mama told you.
That's real.
I don't think y'all caught that. You got to get used to somebody giving you instructions like your mama gave you instructions, even though she not your mama. How can you speak on that if you ain't been married? Listen to me, and then I'm going to try to get off into my message. Listen to me. It's common sense, y'all. It's just like saying, I know what it feels to be a firefighter or a police officer, but I never in my life went to the fire academy, got professional training, went to the police academy, got professional training, never been in situations when it comes to life and death circumstances. So how can I tell them people how to do their job?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You need experience. So the Holy Ghost is telling me to tell you this. You can continue to listen to those single preachers and single prophets all you want. But last time I heard, the Bible is to change and to transform you.
Amen.
So if you want change and transformation in your life concerning relationships and concerning marriage, then what you need to do is get with somebody, get under somebody, or sow into somebody who are in a marriage and their marriage is successful.
Mm-hmm. Amen. That's right.
You ain't got to listen to me, though. 10 years passed. Maybe a lot of us, we've called to be eunuchs. We called to be single, like Paul said. I wish all men were like me. Maybe you called. So you can do what you want. And in 10 years, if you're still in the same situation, you can't say I ain't told you. The blood ain't on my hand.
Amen.
Oh, amen. That's right.
Glory to God. Okay, praise the Lord. I'm off of that. Thank God I give honor to my wife. See, we're giving honor to your wife for do. It'll make you preach a whole sermon. Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I give honor to God, which is the head of my life. I thank God for the Holy Ghost. I thank God for the Father. I thank God for the Son. Without the Holy Trinity, I would not be where I am or who I am today. I give honor to my King, my best friend, my Messiah, my Lord and my Savior, Yahshua, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. I hope you still love me after that little mini sermon.
Amen. Yes.
Tell the truth.
Glory to God. Well, I'm going to say this. I'm about to talk about something. Some of y'all already know about it. You know, y'all scholars already. But when people begin to cry week after week, month after month, day after day, year after year, I know it's out of order. Just follow with me. My whole point is when people begin to get redundant in their behavior and begin to cry out to God about something over and over and over and over again, then what God would do is he would take ear to that, and he will hear their prayers, hear their cries, and he will send a deliverer to deliver the people through the teaching of his word.
Amen.
I want somebody to repeat after
Amen.
Me. Say apostle.
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 The word of God.
Apostle, teach the word of God.
Amen. Amen. So I want to show you this real quick. It's like constantly over in Scripture. Exodus 3:9. It says, "And now the cry of the Israelites has reached me, and I have seen the way of the Egyptians who are oppressing them." Verse 10 goes on to say, "Now I am sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt." That was God talking to Moses on the decision to deliver his people out of the land of Egypt. And it goes on in Exodus 2:23. It reads, "During that long period, the king of Egypt died. The Israelites groaned in their slavery, and they cried out. See the people crying out. Judges 6:7. When the Israelites cried out to the Lord because of Midian, verse 8 states, the Lord sent a prophet unto the children of Israel, and he said, I have brought you forth out of the house of bondage. I can keep going on and on and on and on, but I'm showing you through scripture right now that anytime a person cries constantly to God about something, God is going to send them a deliverer. So on today, God has sent you a deliverer that's going to give you supernatural wisdom to get you to your next.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. So people are constantly crying, so we're going to talk about this in just a second. I want you to understand something. I want you to understand, anytime you need change in your life, you need to follow a principle.
Mm-hmm.
Principles are nothing but laws. A principle is a law that affects function. It is a law that affects function. What is function? Function is how something works. So a principle is a law that affects function. It affects how something works. A principle, it isn't a fact. A principle, it is not a fact. Facts are always changing. Facts are always changing. You don't want to live your life by facts, but you want to live your life by principles. Principles guarantee you success, but facts don't guarantee you success.
Amen.
Principles, they can work anywhere for anyone at any given time. Principles, they don't have respect for anyone, but we have respect for principles. Principles always tell you what to do, how to do it, and it makes life that much easier. It's like this. If you don't have drinking water for your body, eventually you will die. That's a law. That's a principle.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have air, you cannot breathe. You will end up dying. That's a law. That is a fact. If you jump up, you must come down. That's called gravity.
Uh-huh.
That's a law. That is a fact.
Amen.
So principles are laws. Principles create change. Principles create transformation in your life. Principles create change. I want somebody to repeat after me. I want you to say, principles,
principles
create change.
Principles create change.
So, I just told you, almost every day, somebody asking me for prayer about a specific thing. I just sat up here and I told you and gave you scripture. When God hears people constantly crying out, constantly complaining about something in their life or situation or circumstance, what he will do is he will send you a deliverer.
Right.
I just told you that God has sent me a prophet as the answer to your prayers.
Amen.
But in order for you to be delivered, you have to receive it.
Yeah, amen there.
Amen.
In order for you to come out, you got to grab my hand. What if I had a piece of candy in my hand and I gave it or offered it to a little child? The little child has been crying for candy and they want something sweet. But unless they look into my hand and grab the candy, unwrap it, and put it into their mouth, they can't taste the sweetness of that candy.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing applies when you, as a people, as a person, as an individual, refuse to receive the word of a prophet. How can you receive anything if you reject it? Get ready. If you receive it and you apply it, get ready for your life to change.
Amen there.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
So I said all this to say, people are always asking, when they always asking us to pray for their finances. Yes, this is where we're going today. I said all that to lead up to this
one
thing right here. A lot of people always asking us, pray for my finances. A lot of people saying, I need to get out of financial lag, get out of financial poverty. I need change in my finance. Now, I can do a sermon about healing miracles. I could do a sermon about hygiene. I could do a sermon about how to formulate and structure your business, your company, your corporation. I could teach you about all of that. But today, specifically, we're talking about finance. Because
Amen.
People keep crying out to God, and God said, I have heard your prayers.
Jesus.
Glory
Amen.
To God.
Amen.
And for finance.
We know this word has truly empowered you for this week.
And if you want to activate this word and manifest this word into your life, visit our website and sow into it. The website is www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .com, not .org, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. That is www.kci.world. As always, we are speaking life over you, and we are excited about your
now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name.
This has been your weekly supernatural word of empowerment from
the Generals.